الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just before carrying on, we just heard in the kitab reading that if a person reads 10 ayat before going to sleep, he won't be written amongst the negligent. That is very, very easy. We read Surah Fatiha, 7 ayats already. That's already. We read Ayatul Kursi. We read the 3 quls. How many? More than 10 already. Just for that. And that we have to do. We do that, inshallah, every night. A person who reads 100 ayat will be written amongst the obedient. It's very easy. Our Surah Mulk, Tabarak Alladhi, 30 ayats. Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Waqia, more than 100 ayats already. And the night starts from Maghrib time. So we read it after Maghrib, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. After Isha, we read Surah Waqia. All of us do read more than that also. So it's very easy. So do it also with this intention to get all this fazilat, that we won't be written amongst the negligent, we will be written amongst the obedient. That was the other point that we read. See, the 5 salats that Allah give us tawfiq that we are doing. And there was another point about Quran Sharif. That Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam informed Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that many fitnas will appear. But today we just get involved discussing the fitnas. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam asked for the solution, and he said, Tila Quran Sharif. So that is our solution, to read Quran Sharif. Read it at home, make it our wazifa to read lot of Quran Sharif, that is the solution. But unfortunately, we just worried of the problem, and we just discussing all the fitnas all the time. That was not the solution, to discuss the fitnas. Neither that we discuss the fitna on the WhatsApp, on our phone, chatting groups, etc. That's not the solution. The solution is Quran Sharif. And alhamdulillah, we have got the Quran Sharif. And alhamdulillah, everyone here can read Quran Sharif also. So we should read. And those who have more knowledge, look at the tarjuma also, look at the tafsir also, and more what we have come here for, those of us, Allah gift of it, look at the inner meaning of the Quran Sharif, for our Islam. The Quran Sharif has come completely and fully for our Islam. So Allah give us, these solutions are there. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitabs are not just any ordinary kitabs and just written like that. They are very, just see this little bit, but how much, but we just take it very lightly, we just pass it over. It was read, Allah gave me tawfiq, we discussed it a little bit, otherwise it was just kitab reading. And then it's finished. But it's so much in there. And it's even more than that. Allah open my heart, my eyes, every one of ours, and give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. Also one thing, a few brothers, and this is a general thing, that many of us feel our islah is not being done. It's not done. I came Khanka so many years, but my islah is not done. I went Jamaat, I'm still the same. I went for Umrah, I'm still the same. So this is nothing to be despondent and to be sad about. In fact, if a person feels like that, it's a good sign. The day we feel my Islah is made, that is the worst day of our life. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said that the day we feel this, today I made a namaz, perfect namaz. We say that is the worst day in your life. Because who can perfect namaz? When Nabi alayhi salatu was salam is reported to have said, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati, that we could not make your ibadat as it's supposed to be made. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the namaz, he taught to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at the end of the namaz, Allahumma inni zulamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Made namaz. It's not a guna. Zulam, yeah, is referring to guna. I made a lot of guna. I made a great zulam on myself. But namaz, what a ibadah. But who can fulfill the rights of it? So as long as we feel nice, and also logically, as long as a person feels that my Islah is not made, he's going to carry on. And the day, may Allah forbid, that we feel that my Islah is made, that is the day he won't carry on. Which beautifully Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, Neb banna faraz hai. To make our Islah, to come right is faraz. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. But to think I'm now made, I'm pious now, that is haram. And also the other example which we can easily understand, as long as we throw a ball and it's going up, as long as it's going up, it's going up. It's making progress. But where, so to say, the ball feels that I've reached my height. And it stops there. It doesn't stay there, it comes down faster than what it went up. So the same way here also, the minute we will feel that now my Islah is made. Now I don't have to worry of my Islah. That's the time that we're going to fall very deep. And another way easily also to understand it, as a person makes his Islah, that means he's working, he's conscious, he's making his Islah, he's going forward. And any person, like a businessman, we'll take an example or a lot of other examples. He's selling some goods on the pavement here, just put a few things together. Now, when he gets a better job, he goes up somewhere, he manages to buy some premises or rent premises, then he says, oh, I did nothing, I wasted my time. But now he's going up. So as we go up, we see the previous as being nothing. So as a person's Islah also is being made, and he sees the things in front, that person now has got a little premises, he looks at buying his own shop. And then further, having a big supermarket, bigger, having a filling station, bigger, having even more. So as you look forward, you see that where I am, I'm still nothing. And that makes the person work harder. If a person who is in grade 5, or in the Alim class, is in class 2, and he feels now I've got enough. He's not going to become an alim. He's not going to go. A happy student who did 5 suparas. And he says, there is enough now, I reached what I wanted to achieve. I'm hafiz now. And he is hafiz of 5 suparas, but not what we call a hafiz. And so he won't complete. But the person who feels, no, I've still done nothing. I've still got 30 suparas to do. I still got to do my door. I still got to do my tajweed. I still have to know the meaning. I have to become an alim. So he's going to work further. And wherever he is, he'll say, I've done nothing. So like that, we also feel like that. And that is a good feeling. But it must not go to the extent that it makes us despondent. That so many years and I haven't done anything still, I'm still nowhere, etc. And just to be conscious that I'm nothing, that I've still got this guna in me, I've still got that guna in me, that is also, we have to make shukr, at least we can see our gunas. How many times must have realized it ourselves? How many of our gunas were there, but we didn't see them? Okay? So at least now you are seeing your gunas. And to be able to see your guna is also a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That is, like for example, if you don't know there's a black mark on your face, you're carrying on, but the minute you see it, now you become conscious. Now you'll want to get to the first bathroom. You'll want to wash it off, etc. So at least now that consciousness has come. Now we work, and as we work, and Allah give us progress, then we see our back, then we will feel that I haven't still done anything. And where I have to reach, I haven't still done anything. So we have to carry on. And this carrying on like this is hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Until what comes, till that time we have to be concerned of making our Islah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, what darja Allah gave to Hazrat, and what he was mujaddid e millat, and especially in the line of tasawwuf, how he cleansed it. Because there is not the time for all the details, but tasawwuf had gone in a very, very wrong way. And people, even Ahle Haq, the true, actual of Tasawwuf, some people only took it for zikr, somebody only took it for some outward little ma'mulat and little wazifas, but what it was actually, the tazkiyah. And also, where Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, oh, just give one example, just to remind me, that one time a person who was a university graduate, he was traveling by train, and he came at the train, the baggage is also limited, how much you can carry. So he had more than that. So he told the person on the platform, before going into the station, onto the platform, that I've got extra baggage and I have to pay for it. So he told me no, it doesn't matter. So he said, no, it matters. So he says, no, I'm telling you. He said, you can carry on. You can pass me. He said, the railway doesn't belong to you, the whole railway department. And have you got authority that you can allow somebody, it's all right, you can go. So he said, no. So he says, it matters then. So then he still couldn't understand that person. Then he took him to the station master, that I'm telling this person. He said, now they were talking English. And because this person here, he was a university graduate, but now he was a murid of Maulana Thanvi. His outside was like a Maulana, beard, kurta, so he thought he doesn't know English. So that he was talking with the station master and telling him that this person here, I'm telling him he can go, looks like he's drunk or something, he doesn't want to go. So he was understanding the English, so he told, I'm not drunk or anything, but I'm responsible for it. And you also can't forgive me, the railway doesn't belong to you, the station master, and he also. So to this level, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had taken his murid. That we will say Allah's fazl, that how he was, Allah just made his heart soft for me, and he just saw me, and he saw a buzurg, and he said, a buzurg, you just go. And we are like that, but where Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali took his murid. And there are many other instances like this. So this is what we have to, the way Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali took tasawwuf, and where we have to reach. Not just making our outside of it right, and now we feel we are big buzurgs, we are reading some wazifas, we are reading some nafils also, we give some bayans also, and people call us also pious and very good and that. And now we think we are made. No, the journey is very far. So we have to correct all these things. Allah give us tawfiq and give us proper understanding. One thing we mentioned yesterday also, that in order, we need lot of strength and power, physical strength and power also, in order to make a namaz properly. If a person has got a weak mind, how is he going to concentrate? And even there, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, if you are reading Quran Sharif and you feel sleepy, then close the Quran Sharif, sleep, and read when you are fresh, so that you can concentrate properly. And many of us must have experienced it, especially in Ramadan, when you exert yourself a bit more than you are reading, but sometimes the words also look blurred and all that, so you will be reading wrong also. And on the other hand, don't take it that we just one malfooz of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, we catch onto it so tight that the minute you feel sleepy, put the Quran Sharif away, go sleep away. No, but we must read properly. So we need that physical strength. So to concentrate in namaz also, in dua to concentrate, not just unmindful, we are making dua, zikr, everything, we need that stamina. We need that strength, which comes from zikr also. And that also gives us, food also gives, but the real source is our deen. That gives us our real source. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam prescribed for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to do her daily chores, all her work to be able to do it. He prescribed the Tasbihat Fatimi. 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. From where we see that zikr gives you strength to do your work also and your duty. Anyway, from food etc. also we need it. And we also mention that at the beginning, when a person starts concentrating on his namaz, one is a person makes his namaz unmindful. His mind is just wandering. He finishes namaz, he's happy, he's nice, he goes out, I made my namaz. But what namaz really was it? And one is you make a namaz and you concentrate in that namaz. then you will feel that sort of a burden on you, that strain on you, that when you concentrate. Same way with our zikr. We just make zikr half sleepy, half awake, anyhow. Well, I made my zikr, I'm all right. But when we concentrate on the zikr and on the meaning and the muraqabas that we have to do, then we will see that it takes a toll on a person. The same thing with dua also. If we make dua, and usually mention whom I saw, there are many, many buzurgs, but who I saw, Allah gave me the opportunity, two buzurgs, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, and our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Otherwise, all buzurgs, but I didn't see them. I heard of Maulana Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, how their duas, whole body should shake, crying to Allah Ta'ala. And they were out of control of their body. And like a person who is so desperate and begging for something, like that their condition used to be. So for that, you need that energy. And you need that concentration. Now, we might feel that this is very heavy for me. I can't do it. But we don't have to. It's just a little period that you have to do this. And the minute you will get the love of Allah, then you won't feel it a strain, but you'll enjoy more. You'll enjoy it much more. For example, any work as a duty we have to do, it's like a task. Whatever we have to present, a report or anything. But with the person, your wife, you love her. And the whole days you come and tell her, this happened today, that happened today. There you don't feel it as a task. She will question you also. This you have to see that woman. How did you behave that time? She might ask you also. But now, to talk to her, you feel happy. So the minute the love of Allah Ta'ala will come, when all this namaz, zikr, and that which seems to be like a toll, like many people, when they saw other people like this, they thought, how does people manage all this? But they, when that love of Allah, duas, we can't make dua for 2 minutes, it's too long. Our hands get tired. And if somebody else is making dua a bit long, we start making dua, yeah, life is stopped, now it's better. Because we don't know what is dua, that what is the value and that connection with Allah Ta'ala. But on the other hand, those who have found this, how they enjoy the dua. In fact, no matter how much time they spend in sajda, I didn't do it enough still. I could have spent more time in sajda, more time in dua, more time in tilawat. How many fortunate souls there are. Ramadan will come to an end. Unfortunately, it has to come to an end. That only managed so many khatams. One time, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, wrote to all his khulafa, that write to me this Ramzan, how many khatams you managed to make. So all wrote, Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, wrote, he says, I'm ashamed to write, I only managed 61 khatams. 61 khatams. And with all his work at Nizamuddin, giving Hidayati Bayan, giving the Jamaat that are going back home, giving them their Hidayat, all his other things. And he said, I only managed 61 khatams. So these are those people, that they do so much and still they feel, we did nothing whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this. In that also see where the spiritual position is. 61 khatams, we can't imagine it also. And this is not the time of Imam Shafi'i and Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahumullah. This is our time. Many of us have seen Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib is a man of our time. But see where they, what their position. And what he says, I only manage 61. They're still feeling guilty. And how? So we also, as we progress, that I only manage so much. That is a good sign. And if I, like, very happily say, MashaAllah, even shukr, that is good, we make shukr, I manage to make 10 khatams. We make shukr, is good, shukr, is good, but where is 10 really? But if we look at that, what we actually, then I'll feel I did nothing. If I say, happily, I managed to see 2 khatams of Quran Sharif. So nice, you are happy, but that you will feel that now I did something. And the other hand, you feel, I only managed 3 khatams. I didn't manage more. That is a better feeling. So when we get this, but it must not reach, take us to that state of despondency and depression that I'm a write-off. I can't do anything. I'll never make it. No, not that. Make shukr for what there is and look forward to what we have done. Another simple example, Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab Panandpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, gives a striking example. One day you had good business, your shop, you were busy, your till is full with money, you counted it, you felt happy, today I made a lot of business. Now, that you'll put away. You'll then deposit it in a bank, wherever you put it away. Next day, you don't see yesterday what I made. Today, I must make more than that also. And every day, you are targeting more. So, just like that, and if, say, by about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, your still is still empty, no real customers came, very little came, then you say, today is a bad day. So you're looking, feeling bad because you want more. So spiritually also, what we have done, make shukr, but look at where we have to reach. Allah give us tawfiq. And if Allah wishes us, as one talk we hope to give, that this love of Allah, that is what we have to develop. And everything, now we can think for ourselves. For example, at night, we got a bit tired, whatever, our ma'amul, we got engaged in some things. My normal time to sleep is 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, whatever it is. But I got engaged with some things. I had to go to a janaza, or I had to do this, I had to do that. Now it's already 11:30. Now, if we have more love for our sleep and our body, then we're not going to do our little reading that we have to do. If we were in a habit of making wudu, making 2 rakats and sleeping, every excuse will come to our mind. If I'm going to do all that, I'll miss my fajr, and that is more important. So whatever things love becomes ashad, more, that is what we will do. So the minute Allah's love becomes more, then everywhere, even our nafs, we won't worry about our nafs. Even people, to do things for people's sake, for the people must praise me. If that love is greater, I love people must praise me. Then I'll just do it for that. I like it, I enjoy it. People must praise me. People must talk good about me. But if Allah's love has become more, and this is what we have to work. When Islah gets done, almost worth it. Or just a little connection is required, and then this love of Allah Ta'ala comes. And once that comes, then we'll give preference to that over everything. Wherever we are traveling, Jamaat Namaz, we'll give preference. Though it will take us 1 hour longer, we're going out of our way. We're going to go and make our Namaz with Jamaat. And otherwise, we can just stop and read it by the roadside. 100% permissible. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. But when that jazbah comes, then a person plans himself also like that. And he does everything like that. He goes to a masjid and he wants to make it. Though Islam did not make it so difficult, and we are not mukallaf. You are traveling, you can make it by the roadside. Or some places there is a musalla, you can make it in a musalla. You make it alone also. You can't make jamaat. But when you have reached that, there are those people. One time, Hazrat Maulana As'ad Madani, rahimahullah, I think he was in the UK, and he reached late from the airport of his flight, etc. Everyone had made Isha, all the masjid Isha was finished. But he was looking for a person that he can make Isha with Jamaat, that I must make my Namaz with Jamaat. And this was from that family of Maulana Hussein Ahmed Madani, rahmatullah Ali, their whole family, the piety that they had. Just to give you an idea also, and this is where we have to aim at. And then we feel we are nothing, which is then good. But we remember, for us all, this is only whom Allah Ta'ala blessed us with. Before I explain to that, let me explain one other thing. One person came to Saharanpur by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and he saw that Hazrat is eating very little. So he decided, and he told Hazrat, I'm going to do the same. I'm also going to eat now, very little from now onwards. So he went home. So Hazrat then realized and wrote him a letter that you don't do what I'm doing. You can't. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that people can't keep rozas like me. Allah feeds me. Allah sees to me. You can't spend in your namaz this long like that whole night how I do. Allah's help is with me. It's not with everyone. So then Hazrat wrote to him that you must not do it. You won't manage it. Hazrat said, before my letter reached him, his letter came to me. That Hazrat, I saw I'm too weak. I can't concentrate on anything. My body is gone weak, so I decided to eat. So everyone can't do it. So Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali, once he was performing sunnats at home. Now these were those people who everything in their lives, we studied their sunnats in their lives. We feel sunnat before going toilet, read dua, enter with the left leg, come out with the right, alhamdulillah, 100% that is. But when we see their sunnats, at what level they make ittiba sunnat, we can't imagine at what level. So anyway, he was making his sunnat namazes at home. While he was making namaz, and Maulana loved greenery, just a little things that grow on the wall, creepers, things like that. So there it was. From one of them, a snake came, and it was about 12 inches, 30 centimeters, just above Maulana's head. So Maulana was busy with his namaz, and there is not the time really, but when Maulana used to make namaz, absorbed in namaz. What we read about some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how they used to be absorbed. Maulana used to be also like that. Totally absorbed. He wouldn't know also. In any case, we also wouldn't know if it's a thing like that. But then the women folk noticed it. So they were women. What they were going to do? They called somebody from the street to come in, kill the snake. So naturally, a big hue and cry. And noise are taking place and that, and they kill the snake, and in the process some leaves of that creepers also fell down. Well, naturally, Maulana finished his namaz with itminan and nothing. And in fact he got cross, who broke these leaves, because he liked this greenery. So he said, Maulana, you don't know what happened? What happened? He said, the snake was just above your head, 12 inches away. And he said, I don't know anything. And he didn't even bother about, after that now, we'll go in a little fright mood. And we say, nah, I must go and rest. He walked out and he went for his namaz. It meant nothing to him. And many other instances like that of our Kabil. Well, the Sahabi, we know, we read in Hayat Hikayat to Sahaba, of the one Sahabi who decided to make his namaz, and a snake came for by the child and the big noise. But he carried on with his namaz. Allah bless us with these qualities. And this is now just for us to know where people have reached and where they are. And where we are. On the other hand, there is nothing wrong also. Maulana Panandpuri Rahmatullah Ali, once in a ijtima in the UK, he said that our Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib was their Shaykh also. He is a man who is so sincere and down to earth that he says, when I'm making namaz and I hear the sound of some visitors who have come, then I cut my namaz short. And that is also nothing wrong. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, when I hear the sound of the babies crying, then I make my namaz short. So that also is 100% on its place, nothing wrong. And so he used to, Hazrat used to cut his namaz short to see to the guest. And Hazrat explained that how many times visitors come, in this also, we are so weak in this, that very soon he used to prepare meals, have meals ready for them. Once he says, just before Zuhr, some visitors come, and Hazrat was known, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, for entertaining the guests. How he should host the guest, it was known of him. So just before Zuhr, they came unexpected. So quickly he told his family, just put up the water and just to boil and this. He went and buy rice and he left it at home. He went for namaz. By the time they came, this rice was boiled. The curry was some simple, that curry was weak, and they fed the guest. Simple like that. So like that, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in our namazes. We have this concentration, and if it is for legal purposes like this, for the things, today if we see somebody in the masjid who is out of town, then immediately we hear, remember the ayat, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. You must cast your gazes low, that I didn't see him. Whereas previously they would go and they would fight with the person. The town people will fight, he's going to be my guest. They said, my guest. But today those things are gone, unfortunately. Allah make that these things come back in our lives. Anyway, with regard to our rozas that we have to keep and keep them properly so that our islah takes place. We discussed from the ayat that Allah Ta'ala for his friends has made rozas faraz for them. And the faraz of roza Ulama have written, this is again, outward meaning is what we read in the fiqh kitabs. Stay away from food, drink, and close intimate relations with your wife and that. That you say, your roza is made. But the inside meaning, roza of every part of the body. And Allah Ta'ala, if it is correct, it's from Allah that this Ramzan month is a month for our Islah. And just as Allah is making the whole universal rule, it is for all the Muslims in the world. Stay away from some permissible things during the day, and your roza will also be accepted, your islah will be also made. Like that, on these other things, eyes, what are permissible things for you to look at, control them, control them, control them in this month. Try and avoid. Don't look at any and everything. Amongst which is the cell phone. Even what was permissible to look at. Try and even avoid that. Then your islah will be made. And you'll be able to stay away from haram. Your tongue, you can speak lot of permissible things. Necessary things we must do. There is a difference between necessary and permissible. Many things are permissible. Don't speak about all those things. To ask somebody, how's the weather out there? Or to ask somebody, I want to go now to the toilet. Is it cold there? You want to put on a jacket or something. Because it's cold there. So it's permissible. And one is you leave that out. And other are necessary things which we have to talk. Some things are necessary that we have to talk. So the permissible things, if we leave them out, inshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala will save us from the haram by haram by haram by the barakat of Ramadan and the barakat of Roza, Saum. Allah will save us for the rest of the year. The same thing with the ears also. That we can listen to many things. And in fact, tonight's door, there is one ayat that the people, they listen, but they like don't listen. They are not listening. So the right things we must listen. But the wrong things, if people are talking, many times you hear also, it happens many times you come to a masjid, people are arguing outside. But you don't hear. You just walk past and you go away. And one is you will get involved in there. Or you're just standing and hearing what they're talking. So this, all these things which are not necessary for you, give it up. All the things that we are not supposed to hear, we're not supposed to talk, we mustn't hear also. It might fall in the ear, but you're not paying attention to it. Do this for permissible things also. Anyone is talking anything, don't listen to it. Allah will save us from listening to haram for the rest of the year. And then our mind and heart also, our thoughts also, that give up all the thoughts that come also. All the time we should give up some permissible thoughts. Yeah, i'tikaf really means that we have now just come and we have fallen at the doorstep of Allah, and Allah, I want you. And everything else I don't want. So don't keep contact with anyone else. Just do this, what we have to be doing. Just contact with Allah Ta'ala. More the thoughts of Allah. Any other permissible thoughts, to think about your wife is permissible. Your children, your business, it's all permissible. All permissible. But we don't think about that. And as we mentioned, that before, even in Jamaat, people shouldn't have any contact when they are in Jamaat. In the Khanqa, they shouldn't have any contact. It's a little long story, I won't mention it, but one great sheikh of Syria, a Kurdistan sheikh, Sheikh Khalid Kurdi, he wanted to love of Allah. Finally, he landed up in India, by Sheikh Mirza Janijana, Rahmatullah Ali Sheikh. And there he was making his Islah. It was the time of Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlawi, rahmatullah, great Muzur, very great. When he heard a Syrian alim, Kurdistan alim, has come for his Islah, yeah. Because that time also it was something like the Arabs are like used to all this. So he went and meet him. When he went and meet him, he just sent one note that I'm busy now doing my Islah. And I don't want to spoil it and crack it by even having this contact with you. Now I'm just going to do what I have to do. After I finish my chilla, you don't come, you are very great alim, I will come and visit you. So it's just imagine to what level. So if we do all these things like that, our thoughts also, and all the permissible things, what are necessary to think about, we think. But what are permissible, what are jais, but they're not necessary, cut them out also. So make effort from our side. Allah, give me tawfiq, nice to speak with a big mouth. But to make amal, it's not so easy. Allah, give us all tawfiq. But it has to be spoken. Even a smoker, he may tell his son, don't smoke. It doesn't mean because he's smoking, I mustn't tell his son don't smoke. He must tell, it is for us to tell his son not to smoke. But at the same time, we must worry about ourselves also. When we spoke about thinking, looking down upon other people, having suspicion, fantasizing, all that also. We spoke a little bit about food. It's a big subject also, but it is also something that it's a bit difficult to speak everything about food, because our environment has become so much tainted with everything. Our income, what we are eating, etc. But it is possible to live on the halal. Just see, in our time presently now, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, he practically only has mung dal, one type of dal, and just boiled. I don't know even if there's salt put or just a little. Wherever he goes, that's all he has. And this is so, when you do that, now you save yourself. You don't have to ask people about your meat and where you get this and what's your income like and all that. He just says that. And also Haji Sahib at places avoids drinking water also from people's house. And he's got some bimari, some illnesses. So he says, my health doesn't permit me. And he just, now your whole life to stay just on dar, one kind of dar, not three, four types of dar. Who, but when these people, and what mujahada Haji Sahib made in his life. Now Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. Maulana Siddiq Bandwi, Rahmatullah Ali, mostly just one egg. Egg is no problem really, hopefully nothing comes to house. They lived on these things, whole life they lived on it, how they protected themselves. And we, chaturi. We must have this chutney also, and that achar also, and this also, and variety also. So in this month, if we can also control ourselves. As we mentioned, Maulana Abdullah Durwesh, Rahmatullah Alayh, he should go and eat the leftovers. Today we can't eat our leftovers. One friend just mentioned to me, Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali, Rahmatullah Ali, he went to his meals at somebody's place, Juma program. So he told him, what you have prepared, put yesterday's leftovers also. And he only ate the leftovers of the previous day. And then he asked them why? Then he said, that was more closer to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 24 hours more closer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time. So he had that. So Allah give us also tawfiq, at least when we eat, and we have seen some of our buzurgs, we know our South African dasturkhans, how they are. But they just start with one thing, only that one thing they eat. They won't have all the variety. Other buzurgs will eat all the variety also. And also justified, also 100%, 100%, 100% correct. But in this period here, if we can just also, how much we can, don't look at the other things also. Don't think about the other things also. Just on that little bit we try and do, let the savouries go past. One friend said that we're saving on the savouries, that money we send to Syria. And also if you go and think, you don't think it's a small amount. How much? And our health sake also. One dietitian says that there can't be anything better for a person's health than fasting. So. But he says, the dietitian says, but if you open your fast on fried things, you do more damage to your body than the whole day's fast good you did to your body. With the fried things, you do more damage. And usually, normally, without our samosas and our pies, and those are all old-fashioned things. Now, new things there are. So we, until then, our roza doesn't open till we don't have all that. And the best thing to open roza on, the dietitian says, is fruit. And the king of fruit is dates. And the king of dates is ajwa. So on that we open our roza, what can be better? Or alternatively, the most pure thing, which is water. Open your roza. And nowadays, alhamdulillah, zamzam is freely available. So with that we open our roza. So, and afterwards have your meal. But that also, if we want our islah to be done, control that also. Then the other thing which we usually discuss in order to make our roza valuable, a roza that yields profits to us, spiritual profits, roza that we will see the enjoyment, we will feel the enjoyment, we will feel in ourselves that roza is really something great. And in anticipation, we will look forward to keeping rozas, we will look forward to the month of Ramadan. One other important thing also is that this holier-than-thou attitude mustn't come into us. When a person now, if he follows these things, and mashallah, his insight gets made reasonably also, then this thought must never come, I'm better than other people. A person came, spent 40 days in the Khanqah, Allah gave him tawfiq, reading lot Quran Sharif, everything. But now if he feels at home, when I go there, that what you people did. The wife said, I made 2 khatams. Oh, you wasted your time. I made so much khatams. And you didn't listen to any program also, any of the kitab readings. MashaAllah, brothers, they express that they are benefiting a lot from the kitabs, the Islahi kitabs. And what were things? Perhaps we didn't know about these things also. And now we are coming to know. But also at the same time, while it is new, a person benefits. Afterwards, we just take it part of the syllabus. It has to be read. The reader has to read, listener has to listen and finish. That amal doesn't take place. The same thing happens like with Anwarul Salah, which brothers are doing in the morning. When it's first new, lot of brothers, how lot we benefited from it. And really, it's the kitab of what a great buzur. And it is for that. But later as we carry on, that unmindfulness, that ghaflat that sets in, then we just take it as part of the syllabus. And it's just a thing that we have to complete. We have to finish it by the end of Ramadan. It must be completed, and that's also all. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to take the benefit all the time. So this is also one thing that a person has to be very careful in his roza, that we don't get that holier than thou attitude, which is pride. That I'm better than you, I'm more pious than you. That must not come into any person whatsoever. And for that also, the more we feel I'm still nothing is better, a million times better than that person who feels I've achieved something, I've become something. So, nek banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. Same way, muttaqi banna faraz hai. To become a muttaqi, to have taqwa. But apne aap ko muttaqi samajna, ye haram hai. To think I'm a muttaqi, this is totally haram. We can never ever think that I'm, and this shows like that, everyone will say that no, I'm nothing. But when we're talking, etc., our tongue gives us away. And the tongue is the translator of the heart. What is in the heart comes out from here. Al-inahu yatarashahu bima fi. A utensil throws out what is in the utensil. So the heart throws out from the tongue, what is in the heart. So when we talk, and Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Rahmatan Wasi'a, was very, very sharp on this. For example, a person in Mufti Sahib's gathering will just say, I also did not know this. So he said, that also of yours, it shows you know a lot. You are thinking I know a lot. But this, I also didn't know. And one sentence is, I did not know this. I didn't know it. I also didn't know this. I also today only learned this. It means you know a lot. You had a lot in you. It is in your heart, in your mind, that I am very learned. But this one point, this I didn't know. Today I learned this point. So just this, how Mufti Sahib used to be on a small point, how he used to catch us. So anyway, so Allah, this pride mustn't come into us. This pride which we have heard, Allahu Akbar. A person who has got an atom's amount of, one little a speck of pride, forget Jannat, the fragrance of Jannat, which comes in Riwayat, which goes to a journey of 500 years. Yes, some of our friends have come, they made their journey of 25 hours. 36 hours, but it's a long journey, all this transit, and from the time they left home till the time, what mujahada, 500 years journey. Till there, this fragrance of Jannat will go. But the person who has one iota of pride, he won't even get the fragrance of Jannat. And he will be sent to Jahannam to have it washed. If he didn't ask maaf, Allah didn't make it maaf, he'll have to go to Jahannam. And what he'll have to go and do in Jahannam? All the excreta of the people of Jahannam, he'll have to go in the sewage tank there. And that will be his food in Jahannam. Yeah, you thought I'm better than other people? Of the Jahannamis, of the kafir, of the non-believers, he'll have to have the excreta there and he'll have to eat it there. So it's not as, and truly today, I'm just imagining about myself, I know, but I think it is across the board, this pride that we have got. And whether it is from dunya's point of view, what we have got as far as dunya, from deen's point of view, also it comes in the riwayat that the pride of a poor person, that is even worse. A person who is poor, in other words, a person who shouldn't have pride, he's also got pride, which shows that even that person who hasn't got anything, he also has got pride. And today we see it also, a person is begging, actually he's begging. You give him 1 rand, he throws it down. He says, what I've got to do with 1 rand? That is not enough for me. That is also a sign that I'm worth so much. Whereas our ustads taught us, you start teaching for the ulama in a place, and usually the salaries are less. So whatever you get, when we write to them and tell them the salary is not enough, they say, make shukr. Other people are not even getting this. So whatever you get, if we learn to make shukr, Allah gives barakah. And we learn to complain, barakat also is taken away. Then that money is not enough, but we learn to make shukr on what I'm getting. Ya Allah, I'm not worth this also. Not only that other people are not getting so much, I'm not even worth this what I'm getting. Shukr, Ya Allah, at least you are giving me this, and halal, jais, income you have given me, is your shukr, Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in all these matters that we keep our rozas properly. With all the requirements, then we will see the benefit. And I am the most in need. I will make dua for all. And all of you make dua for me. So I'll get lot of duas. You'll get one dua of mine. But I'll get all of your duas. So we make dua for one another. Very much. And this is when we make for one another dua, we know the malaika say, Ameen, Ameen, Walakamish. For you also the same. So if you will make dua for me, malaika will give you dua, that Allah make your islah also. Allah take out pride from you also. I will make dua, I'll get the dua of the farishtas, that Ya Allah, Allah take out his pride also and all that. So this is a month, a few days are left, few moments are left. We haven't asked enough from Allah. We haven't done our islah what we are supposed to do. Appreciate ayyamun ma'adudat. Just a few days are left in which we have to try and get whatever we can. Who of us know we're going to see next Ramadan? Who of us know that next Ramadan will be fit to be still walking, talking, hearing? What we know, what is the condition? World condition. Syria people at one time, what they knew, next Ramadan, a person was a multi-millionaire. Now he'll be begging. The Rohingya Muslims, at one time, people who were giving their zakat in the month of Ramadan. By the next Ramadan, they were begging for zakat. Allah, tilkal ayyam nudawiluha bainan nas, nas. Allah protect us. Appreciate Allah's ni'mat. Look after ourselves collectively, individually, our family. Do what we have to do. Allah is kind, merciful. He has given us this opportunity. Allah give us all tawfiq.